on page 5.
Section 3.
You will hear two engineering students called Ray and Adele discussing an article they have read about making building bricks from waste materials. First, you have some time to look at questions 21 to 26 on page 5. Now listen carefully and answer questions 21 to 26.
Hi, Adele. What are you reading?
Oh, hi, Ray. It's one of the articles on the reading list. It's about bricks made from waste.
Is that the one about bitumen blocks?
Yes, that's right. Apparently, they're used as an alternative to concrete blocks. They combine waste ash and crushed glass with a substance called bitumen.
Yeah, I read it a couple of weeks ago. Really interesting. It's going to be really useful for our next assignment.
Yes, but I'm not doing that option. Actually, my tutor asked me to do a summary of the article for next week's seminar. I really enjoyed it and think I might even look into the topic for my dissertation. Before I read it, I'd been getting rather bored of all these green innovations in building. Using all manner of waste materials.
Yeah.
But what's really new about this method is that they use bitumen to bind all the waste material and there's no need for a chemical reaction. It's not as simple as it sounds, of course, but it's a great idea.
Yeah, and the quality is pretty good. Of course, I knew that because of the way they're made. They're extremely stable and the early tests indicate that they're as good as concrete blocks in terms of their weight. But I didn't expect them to do so well on water absorption tests.
Yeah.
And there were some interesting points about their manufacture, weren't there?
Yeah. They use materials from a variety of sources, some from local factories, some from further afield. And they haven't had to develop any new methods of manufacture.
Yeah, they essentially use existing ones, which is great because that means they won't require massive amounts of new investment.
Right. By the way, what do you think about the section in the article on the building of the new hospital?
It really helped me understand the broad issues in the UK, that so much more material is used by builders than by other industries, which means the construction industry has a big and growing responsibility to use green materials.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought the reason why they included the hospital in the article was to show that there are already quite high levels of recycling going on in the building industry. I think it said 17 to 18% by value. I know that sounds pretty poor, but it's a good foundation to start making improvements on, don't you think?
Maybe.
Before you hear the rest of the discussion, you have some time to look at questions 27 to 30 on page 6. Now listen and answer questions 27 to 30.
What did you think about the rival to bitumen blocks? Veggie blocks?
Yeah, bricks made out of waste cooking oil. Interesting. But it did say they could be quite smelly, you know.
OK, that's one of the drawbacks bitumen blocks don't have. But the article said veggie blocks were very popular with certain architects.
I presume because of cost?
You'd think so, but actually veggie blocks come out at the same price and they take longer to make. The thing is, they look prettier.
No.
Bitumen blocks are dark brown, which means they normally have to be covered with a lighter facing. whereas the veggie blocks come out as a pleasant light beige, so they don't need covering.
Oh.
So there are advantages and disadvantages with both types.
Yeah. So how do you think these innovations will change practices in the construction industry?
Well, I think bitumen blocks have the potential to make a huge difference.
I have my doubts. Basically, builders are always going to be cautious.
Maybe. Architects are a different matter. They like to experiment with new ideas.
Yes, you're right. What about veggie blocks? Did architects cooperate in their trials?
There was a bit of interest there, but not significant. I get the impression veggie blocks won't catch on as well as bitumen blocks.
I'm not sure. I think the key to commercial success will be things like tax breaks for any companies producing materials incorporating recycled materials.
Yes, that's true.
It'll be interesting to see what happens anyway. So what do you know?
That is the end of Section 3. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to Section 4,